Luke Wright, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Mud Love's tagline, mud in our hands and love in our hearts, is a great one. So how did you put it all together to do what you do?
Well, we had a vision of handcrafting first and just thinking about things that you can use and make with clay that could connect people together, something that could be encouraging, and then something that would also do good in the world. It wasn't going to be about profits. It wasn't going to be about how big of a house or nice of a car I can get. It's going to be more about how can we use this business as a tool to help other people. And naturally, clean water was a good fit because if you think about clay, key ingredient is water. The clay does not have any life without the water. And that's the same for us. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who don't have that water to survive.
That is amazing connection and also dedication to worthy cause, to be sure. Art inspired, that's great too. And water for good.
Mm-hmm.
That's your connection. And the way this works, every piece you sell buys 1 week of clean water for someone in Africa needing it. Now, how does that happen?
What happens? And actually, that 1 week of clean water is only 10 cents. Now, for us, you know, we're a for-profit company, and we're making a lot of units. So those 10 cents add up really quick. You know, we're committed to 20% of profits, or 10 cents per unit, whichever is greater at the end of the year. Our goal is to say, little by little, we can change the patterns of this water crisis that's happening by keeping the water flowing. And so 1 week at a time, now it becomes months, then it becomes years, and then it becomes generations for people in Central African Republic.
Gallons and gallons as well.
Yeah.
So on a global scale, how critical is clean water to this population?
Specifically, the country we're working in, Central African Republic, just named the poorest country in the world. It is a landlocked country in the middle of Africa. Outside of that, there's 663 million people that lack access. I mean, there's really no reason for it. There's people out there that have the expertise to drill wells, to maintain wells, and they just have to get those people in those places, and this problem can be solved. And so if enough people are working on it and doing it the right way, we could see everybody in the world have access to clean water. That number actually is dropping significantly every year.
Especially thanks to projects like this.
Correct.
Because the water's there. It just has to be brought up to the folks that need it.
Correct. And then to follow up with drilling the wells, a big part of the process that gets missed sometimes with organizations is, you know, what happens when that pump breaks? And oftentimes we'll drill a well, it gets neglected, it breaks, and then people who had water access now don't. They have to walk 10 miles or more to find it. And something that Water for Good has really honed in on in the last 10 years is how do we drill new wells but also maintain existing wells and rehab broken wells? And so they have this model of two guys in a truck that'll drive around the country and they'll have their toolkit with them. They'll pull the pump out. They'll replace a little rubber washer and make sure that that thing's going to keep running for a long time.
That seems too simple to be true. And that's how basic it needs to be to keep water for everyone.
Right.
So your own grassroots Mud Love operation, since it all began with just you in 2009. Producing these bracelets. Now
yeah.
You have a staff of about 50.
That's right.
And half of them are full-time, half of them are part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your main product is a wonderful bracelet that is a piece of clay and an elastic band
mm-hmm.
with a message on it. Let's talk about the message part. What does every bracelet that you sell, the message on it, what does that give the recipient of that bracelet?
Everybody has a different interpretation of a word. And so you take the word strength, for example, for 100 different people, it means 100 different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the beauty of the product. People are often thinking about others when they pick it up. And so a lot of people will come in and buy five. They're going to give all five away. Maybe they'll all give four away. And even people will be wearing them on their wrists and they'll take them off their wrists and hand them to a person they know needs that more than they do at that time.
So your product actually symbolizes the giving nature of your whole mission.
Correct.
And also, one can design one's own Mud Love bracelet with one's own word.
That's right.
Is that equally popular?
It is. It's actually our most popular product sold online. It's fun. You get a lot of like inside jokes, which are just kind of quirky and silly. And then you'll get a lot of words where you're like, wow, this is obviously going to mean a lot to somebody once they get this in the mail. The options are endless. And we take our little stamps and we stamp each one of those out by hand. It's a pretty neat process.
And then fire everything, put them all together. So quite frankly, it sounds like you have a lot of fun producing these things to share them with the world and then to share water. Great long-term plan and great work ethic you have there. I commend you on that. Why does Warsaw, Indiana work well for this enterprise, would you say?
On a personal level for me, It's just a great place to raise a family, I'd say, first of all. I have three boys, one on the way. I get to bike to work. You know, it's like a 15-minute bike ride. But then I think there's just something unique about Warsaw in that, you know, it's the orthopedic capital of the world. It's also where Billy Graham started his crusade. It's got this really rich history of kind of mission and entrepreneurship. And I see that in people that I'm working with. I see this creative spirit, even people not at Mudlove, you know, friends who have started restaurants or other businesses. It's a small town, but we don't have small town mindedness. It's mm-hmm. interesting that people travel a lot. They see other things and people just bring that kind of value to Warsaw. And we're all kind of working together to see if it already is a great community. But can we make it even greater?
Well, operations like yours certainly speak to that betterment. Again, good for you. Okay, Luke, the good that your Mudlove does takes place in the Central African Republic. Mm-hmm. I know you were fortunate enough to get to visit. What's it like and what did you see of the good your work was doing?
Having started the business with wanting to give to this place, and honestly, you know, a lot of times it's the opposite. It's I'm going to visit this country and then I'm going to go do something about it later. It was interesting once I got there just to see the work that had been done and to see the impact it actually was making. It was really important for me at the time because I was kind of in a low spot, and it was just a boost for me to talk to the Water for Good staff about their work, see the people in the villages getting the water. We did hikes to actually fetch water, and just experiencing that life just fuels you. It kind of recharges you for when you come back and you have to try to figure it out and solve all these mm-hmm. issues in a business. So yeah, it meant a lot to me at that time in my life.
And you really got to interact with the folks in the villages. What did they teach you?
They just have a lot of joy and they really don't have anything. They might be wearing the only shirt that they own, the only shorts that they own, and they're fine with that. You know, the challenging part is the poverty. It's not material possessions. It's like they just need to get water. You know, we need food. Everything else doesn't matter because they have community. These villages will come together in the evenings and they rely on each other and they're not isolated. You know, they're working together. Whereas here, we can often isolate ourselves and try to do everything on our own. So I think we have just as much to learn from them as they do with us. You know, we can help build a process for getting clean water. We can empower them to do that. At the same time, they can teach us how to love well and how to find joy in the simple things in life.
That's more than an even exchange, I think, to mm-hmm. be sure. Okay, now, Luke, with 9 years of successful business under your and your company's collective belts, what's next for Mudlove? Is there room in your mission for expansion?
I think so, yeah. You know, we feel like we have a good story to tell. We can always do better at telling that story. But we really like to see new products, new ideas. We don't want people to get bored with us. We want to show off how innovative we can be with products. We also just want to see what else we can do to change the world and make a positive difference in disrupting patterns of brokenness that we see through products. And so we'll be launching like an online crowdfunding product-based fundraiser website called Lovewell. We also are going to try really unique product development ideas that people want to partner with us. If there's a different nonprofit attached, we're open to that idea. We do feel like there's a lot of growth just in our core business, but we want to try a lot of new things as well.
Good for you and good luck on that. And I am kind of curious, since you are the founder and CEO of Mudlove, you happen to prefer director of vision and strategy to the more typical CEO designation. What does the director of vision and strategy do while they're loving that mud?
Well, I think for me personally, I just needed a title that actually reflected what I did. You know, a CEO, you know, whatever their strengths are is kind of what they bring to the table in some ways. I just knew, you know, I have to be the one that's looking out in the future. Where are we heading? And so that's kind of the vision part. If I'm not always thinking about that, I think we can get a little bit lost. We just have to be careful to always be refining our why in a way. And then with strategy, we have to figure out how to make this work. We can't do good things without proper execution. And so luckily for me, I have a team that helps me stay out of the weeds, but I do feel like every once in a while I need to get in there, evaluate what's happening. And so I'm strategically trying to plan ahead and figure out the best process for everybody to work together and communicate well. The more we can produce efficiently, we feel like the more people are going to get clean water, the more, as far as day-to-day employees being happy about their job, the less stressful it is, the easier it is sure. to work together, and mm-hmm. the more they enjoy what they do, the longer they'll stick around, hopefully, and continue on with us.
So as long as it starts with mud and ends with love, you're down for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Luke Wright is founder and director of vision and strategy for Mud Love in Warsaw, Indiana. Luke, we so appreciate you joining us today, and congratulations on all that mud in your hands and love in your heart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.